Yes, we're holding on Zayin Amud Aleph. We quote the pasuk that Hosir Hamitz Nefes V'Harim Hu Ataro. In the pasuk team, it says Zois Loy Zois. So the more wants to know my Zois Loy Zois. So what does that mean in the phrase in the pasuk? Zois Lo Zois. Dorish Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Avira, Rabbi Avira said the following drasha. Zimnan, there were occasions where the Amar Le Mishmei the Rabbi Ami, Zimnan Amar Le Mishmei the Rav Asi. So I'm not sure that means he wasn't sure who he heard it from, or he heard it from both of them. So he occasionally said it over from Rav Ami or Rav Asi. So the Bashem gave this decree to Klal Yisrael to take away their celebratory status, their chashivas, take away the crown and the mitznefes from the Kohen Gadol. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Zois Lehen Li Yisrael Shekdimu Lefanecha B'Sinai Nasav L'Nishma. So this is what you're doing to Klal Yisrael, who was on such a level that they were Makdim Nasav L'Nishma, and Chazal said that they received crowns for that. So that they should deserve to lose the crown. Amar Lehen Loi, no. Zois Lehen Li Yisrael Shekshpilu Es HaGavoya V'Higbiyu Es HaShofil. So they took the one who was high and lowered him down, and that which was lowly they raised up. And they put an avodah zarah in the heichal of the Beis Hamikdash, and that's why this happened. Okay, more than goes into this another drasha of Rabbi Avira in the names of Rav Ami or Rav Asi. Let's see Rashi. Zimra. It's in the narrow lines, three lines out of the narrow lines. The Shore of Beis Hamishtos. So Rashi says that Zimra, specifically the idea of singing in a Beis Mishtos. So he quoted a pasuk that, how do we know the Zimra is Zosir? It says the pasuk of why don't you bring the pasuk? So darshan yemar sheicher yehemar. So more said, I would think only to usher the mon of an instrument. Okay. So kinner is an example. I mean, it's limited to kinner. So if we bring the pasuk, even music, even singing is a problem. Then we said that Rav Gia from Argiza, Shem Malkam is the name of a place. That kino b'dimoyin ba'ad odo he darshens kino kas machem asar tzitzira, if he has an anger against the person, kino huloshen shodom is avra al rivoy al riva cherim, he's taking vengeance, either something which is done to him or something to someone else. Kanoi kinesi and Shpinchas says the Kanayas Kino see. So Kanay Kinesi is also actually is the Haftarah for Parshas Pinchas, which is not lain too often, but that's also last week's Parsha theoretically. Tzakas Legimo Shagosel Memeno Biyard Lechayev Lesharim Zernosov. So he has a claim of legima. Somebody is affecting his livelihood. So the Rosh will be Osiludin. Kalila. How do you know Kalila is also? How you Osin Ataris the Chazanim? They'd make a crown for Chazanim. Yesha Zovi Kesef. There was somewhere made out of gold or silver. Suois Mutsioris Begafris Vimelach. And they would then decorate them using sulfur and salt to etch into the gold and silver. Shikar Nile. V'yeshel verid hadas. Some would make it, they would weave a crown out of flowers. So the Reish Galusa asked Rav Huna, why is it also? She said it's a Mishnah. that Papomis Chayal Shehela Aspianus Kerem Shabbat Titus Aleim. So the siege of Aspianus, they prohibited Ataris and Al Ha'erus. First, Parabasa the Soita Tablo the Chapuma Vehu Zuga Mishkashkesh. It's a drum which only has one side of the drum, which has a skin placed over it tautly to make music. And that's what's basically, it's a tambourine. Rechisa Talmida Sharav Huna Hava. So Rav Huna stepped out. Rechisa did not will have Hoyer Meshiv Befon. We will not answer when Rav Huna is there. He come Rav Huna, when Rav Huna stepped out, Amalei Rav Chista the Reshkalusa Kroksib. So Rav Chista brought a pasuk. So my Indian, what's the connection between the Mitznefes, which is well, Mitznefes is Big Day Kuhuna. It's the Mitznefes is one of the Big Day Kuhuna, and a Torah is for the Melech. So he said it means when the Mitznefes is taken away, so should that Torah taken away. So Rav Huna came back and said, Holakim Mirabona. And also, Elamir Rabbanan, it's not, the Pasuk is not referring to that. It's only Dindra Rabbanan. Rekrah, Batar Shal Melech Mari, it's not referring to each member of Klai Yisrael wearing a crown as a chosun, but rather the crown of the king, Shamisnabe, Shetibat, Allah Kuhuna, and the Yiglet Sikyo Begerla. So the Kuhuna will end and the Melech will end. But you, Rav Chista, V'chisoy Melech, Chasudim and Noyim Devarecha, your words are pleasant. Shleimim is weiter. Now let's take a look over here. Zimmer Minolan Dosser. Okay. Pierce Kudras, the Sharva Mesa Mishal. So the Rashi is referring to specifically singing in conjunction with drinking alcohol beverages. Chain Mashma, Mirkarma, Belishak, Lemihalka, Bishalo Yishayayan. The more Rashi got that, the more says Zimra's also. Where Rashi is he referring to Zimra specifically? Dafka Beisim Mishtos, because the more broader pasuk, the pasuk of Atzis Machizel Gil Kohamim. The more says, well, why do you mean the pasuk Bishilu Yishtayayin? Well, simple. That's specifically about at the time of drinking, and I'm asking about in general. Obviously, it must have been that your question was specifically about drinking. So that's then the more's question makes sense. Now, but it's appropriate to undertake that which Yerushalmi says as well. To have a koyim v'domich b'zimra, that a person would wake up to music or go to bed to music. Shemisanik b'yoyser. That's like an overindulgence. So that also a person should be machmer on. But music for mitzvah is permitted. So that's not a problem. So halacha lemaisa, you don't hear halacha lemaisa, but anyone wants to step out now? Step out now. So the siman is Lasu Zeichel L'Churban, siman Tav Kuf Samach. So the first din is Allah of leaving an Amalama open, leaving an Amalama when a person would paint his house, whitewash his house. You don't paint. You leave a space of an Amalama by an Amalama which is not painted,
unfinished.
When a person sets a table, you should not set it with all of your adornments that a person will put on the table. When a woman puts on all of her jewelry, she leaves out one piece of jewelry she doesn't wear. We put Efer Makla on the head of the chosen, where the tefillin is. The Rama says that we break a kois. Then it says, V'chein gozru, shalot nagin b'kli shir, b'chol mini zemr, b'chol mishmir kol shal shir, l'sameach b'hem. So Mechaber says that there's an issur of klishir, number one. So you understand that the more I say the difference between kli and peh, the kli is always asur, And peh is usur over wine. It comes from Rambam, and Rosh says, "V'dafka mi shirogel behem, gan malachim sh'armdim l'shechem b'klishir or b'beis ha'mishna." So, dafka, a person who is overindulging in it, he does it on a regular basis. For example, the people which would go to bed or wake up with music, or beis ha'mishna is also even according to Rambam, even without being rogel. So a person will play music during a meal, it's a problem. Now, but the Mechaber learns as an Isser, like the Mor says, an Isser of Bepeh, even not like that, the Ramah is being Mekel. So the Ramah has a tshuva which he says that the Minig is to be Semech like the Ramah, at least for Ashkenazim, to be Semech like the Ramah. So the Isser is only a person does it in the case of Regilis, for example, he goes to bed or wakes up with music. Or in a basic mishnah, a person would be having a meal with wine. A person should not be playing music, even singing. Yeah, unless it's for dvar mitzvah. But he says so. That's a minig. But he says that even though that's a minig, since according to Mechaber, klisher is always usur. Therefore, during the times of national Avelis and Klal Yisrael, it's appropriate to be machmer like the Shita of the Mechaber. And that's why during the 3 weeks, or during Sphere, he says that we should follow the Shita of the Mechaber and not listen to any musical instruments. So that whole din of not listening to music during the 3 weeks or during Sphere is a Mershah Shuvah. So the Baisa once with the Rishiva. So Gifta didn't hold like that. He held with us for the whole year.
Here we go, I also wrote.
He didn't hold of being Nayak like they had to. So somebody one time said that they heard the Shiva was Mekel, that he didn't hold there's an issue of listening to music during Sfira. He said, "You're right, I hold it also the whole year." Right? You know, Richard Mersh's, basically, it's Mersh's innovation, this idea of making it also then. He's saying, really, Mechaber holds it also the whole year. The Ramah is saying a Kula. So he's saying that cool, which the Ramah is saying, it's not appropriate to use it during these periods of time. But that's why if you learn Hilchos Sfiras Omer, it never discusses music. The minhag of not listening to music is not found in the Hilchos Sfiras Omer, because according to the Mechaber, it's us for the whole year. And according to the Ramah, the Kula applies the whole year. The Ramah is making this sort of like this balance between the two shitas. That's right. You open up the simon of the minhagim of Avelis, Sfiras Omer. Simon Tuf Tzadi Gimel. And there's no mention about music. There's mention of getting married, about dancing. It talks about haircuts, right, etc. But does not talk about listening to music in the modern swarm. They discuss music because they're coming off of Rosh Hashanah. But the Maisa, nowadays people are listening to music, they go to bed with music, they get up with music. Yeah, people have their headpiece and they're listening to music as they're going to bed. Right? Or they're waking up with, you know, to set to music. Or they're playing music at supper, even though they're, you know, at a dinner, even though they're having wine. So, the best etter nowadays, what?
Doesn't say base mishka.
The assumption of Allah is that it means any time a person will be having a nice meal. It's not like going to a bar. Ramasha Klein has a tshuva, which I think is the true tshuva for our generation, and it's also extremely, I consider it sad that that's our reality. He says that for tzarech refuah, it's all mutter. And nowadays we live, everybody lives on the edge of becoming depressed. So if they wouldn't listen to music, they become depressed. So it's mutter because otherwise we're going to have people walking around in Mara Shkara all the time. Take a teenager, take away their music for a week and see what they look like. I'm serious. I find that very sad. That's our reality.
So that means that teenagers are okay for during like 3 weeks?
I don't know. That's why they have this a cappella stuff and all this different stuff. Like, they're not getting the point. You know? I'll just tell you a funny story. So, I don't listen to music. I mean, if I need to, I'm driving and I'm exhausted, and I, you know, but generally, I just don't have a need to it. So basically, so when they were looking into the shidduch for my son, they heard that it's a very very frum house. They're makbid on the Isser of Zimra. So like so they got very very nervous. Like it's like really really frum, you know. There's like then you know. It's not because I have a, you know, I mean, I don't have a need for it, so, but like, why should I be making a lot of it? It's not like I have, you know, I'm a dafka pasketing for people, it's us, you know. You know, my kids listen to music. Okay. In the Dinah Torah, there's a machlok is exactly what it defines, and that's actually the next sif in Tavkuf Sam, because the loch of a Torah, Torah Chassan. Okay, let's go right there. So five lines from the bottom. So again, the connection over here is because it's the same story of Rav Avira in the name of alternatively Rav Ami or Rav Asi. Might have seen a pasuk in Nachum. Nachum, Kamar Hashem im shleimim v'chein rabim v'chein nogozu v'avor. Okay, if they're
since we don't know who the father is.
So, what does the pasuk mean? So, if shleimim means you have precisely the amount that you need, rabim means you have even more. Nagoza was the lashon of Giza, it's the shear to cut off. So, yasa mehem stok. Okay. My became the goes of over ton of very small called goes is min khos the voice of man stock up so person is goes is he shears off from his takes off from his income even if it's the income is just mit sum sum nitsa mi dinas shosh gehenem. Okay, so you will pass, you'll be able to pass through the challenge called gehenem. Moshe the rechelus shohoyo overis b'mayim. So there was two sheep passing through the water. The one had just been shorn, so it didn't have any fleece on it. One of them was full of wool. So gezuza avra, the one which had been shorn, it doesn't become waterlogged with all this weight of the water soaking into it, and is able to get through the water. But shena gezuza loy avra, the other one gets washed away by the water. So that's nagoizu v'over. Be goiz is, and you'll be able to pass. So the pasuk continues, says ve'ini sich. Even it's going to afflict you. Okay. Even only he has to give some stock. It's the end of the pasuk. If a person will do this, to undertake to do this, even in his difficult situation, there's a havtacha of that the Bereshit will take away his anius. Let's hear Rashi. Shleimim means just specifically enough. If there's specifically enough, and if there are more, the guys of over, they're compared to those which go through the river through the Geziza process. That's the end of the pasuk in Nachum. Okay. Back to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that we're defining the Gemulim of Eretz Yisrael. Here's a Mirekim of Mizuch, Me'ashkel and Dorim, Me'akar and Tzafet. Remeir says, "Akko was carried to Israel the Gittin." So the Gemara, the member the Akko the son of the Eretz Yisrael came up. So that Akko, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the more said, this is like the final north points. Furthermore, Kasha v'Raminu, I'll ask you a question. You're going north from Akko to Kaziv, to the place called Kaziv. The Yamina of the Mizrach, So facing north to your right, the path is Haderach Temeim Shum Eretz Soamim. Ubetermina Meiser Mina Shvius Ashivad Lachashi Chayevis. So on your right, it's considered Chutz Laaretz. Therefore, it's not, it has a din of Tuma. Chutz Laaretz, it has a din of Meiser and Shvius, unless there's a specific area which we have a Masara that it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Mismarla Lamarav on his left, facing going west, a derech to her, Mishum Eretz Amim, Chayevis Meiser Shvius Ashivad Lachashi Petura. Okay. Now the Gro changes the girsa. That he says to the Mizrach is Tahara and to the Marav is Temeya.
For the Groysa, right?
There's three
ways.
Okay. The which means theoretically there's a part of Eretz Yisrael to the right, but there's a part on the coast which he was saying is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, according to the Gro. The Gemara says, Ad Heichan. So how far does this continue, this status of Eretz Yisrael? So Ad Kiziv. So the first town of the Braisa says this continues until Kiziv. Ad Lavlavoy, to the place called Lavlavoy. Okay. So you see that Eretz Yisrael continues north beyond Akko. Amar Abaya, Ritzua Nafka. So the main body of Eretz Yisrael ends at Akko, but there is a strip of land which continues north, which has a din of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what this is. Bryce is referring to. Okay. Svedem Rakash of Yoiv Tana Simona Hachi. So where Rashi learns the question is that we need to give us a definition for a whole argument for a definition for a piece of just a strip of land. It's a Rashi learns the kasha. Tosis says it doesn't understand. I mean, it's if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, which it has a halachic nafkaminas, yes, the Tana will discuss it. So that's where Rashi learns the Gemara. That's Tosis Kasha in the Gemara, and the Tosis learned the Gemara's Kasha was not so. I mean, the way Rashi learned the Kasha is on Abaya. If you're talking about a large area, parcel of land, I understand the Tana is going to talk about it. But talking about a small strip, it doesn't make sense. That's what Rashi learned. So your teretz Abaya, the strip, I don't know, it can't be. So Rashi learns the Kasha. So he says, no. Abaya's teretz is accepted, but. The title of the Morse Kashi is that we're defining it based on it means the Gavul is a road. So that would be a strange way to give a definition. A road is a very narrow, I mean, it's 16 amas wide. That's you're giving a measure based on a very, very small area. That would not seem to be the right way to do it. So either way, the Mor says, in the Kronam Yoyvi Simona, we find a pasuk which talks about that. On the Ksiva Yarmru Hinei Chag Hashem B'Shiloi Miyamim Yamima Asher Mitzvah to the Beis El Mizrucha Hashomish LeMisiloa Ha'ila MiBeis El Shchema UMiNegev LeLavoina. So it gave the definition about the path. So Rashi and the Mor said, you see that the pasukim would discuss exactly the coordinates of a path. And the Kronam says, yes, we would use a path as a area to define a gvul. V'amar Rav Papa, the Mizrach shel Mesila. Okay, let's see Rashi. And remember the Akka, the son of Eretz Yisrael, Kaima, B'Seif, this is the end of the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. So the more brings a brice, which says it's a Tosefta and Oilus. So it's going on the halacha that Eretz Amim, the halacha that, because our grace of Tuman Eretz Amim is discussed in Oilus in the last parak. So the Tosefta on the last parak, the 18th parak of Oilus, so says, discusses this halacha of Mahalach Me'akar L'Gzik. So going north, east is on your right. So Hashem Ashmalon. So the Brisa would indicate the Akar Kaima Begvul Mizrachah Shel Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi understands that Akar is not on the coast, but rather it is on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. Moshuch Mimiksoyat Tzfonis, and it's south of the northern corner. Yemayim, Sadadorim. It's a day or two journey south of the northern point, the northeast point. Uksiv Miksoya Mizrach is the finest, and the city of Ksiv is in the northernmost point, the northeast point, and therefore Vederach Malachas Miakar LeGziv Haygvul Mizrach Laretz Yisrael. Therefore, the path going north from Akar to Ksiv was the eastern border. So you understand why the Gemara, Rashi learns, so Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. Akka was on the coast. So to say that we're defining the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't seem to make sense. He says, "Kiako Kaziv b'Maravohein." So we have. He doesn't say what the source is, but I guess there were sources that the city of Akko that we're referring to was found on the west. So that's the going to Kasha. I mean, the Maskana, the more it doesn't have to be a problem. The land to the east, to the right of the road is Tamim, Mishum Eretz Amim, the Gosu Tumal Eretz Amim, the Kazar Gosu Tumal on the Eretz Amim. Batura, Kedin Chutz Lorz, it's Patim from Meiser and from Shrias. Actually, what are the Klormer? Lorlim Chesis Yemin, Aderech Miakiv, Adksiv Eretz Amim. The assumption is that it's considered Chutz Lorz. Kain Tavi, Lamakim, Shermer Lacha, Baki, lest you come to a spot along the road that a person who's knowledgeable will tell you that Kana Derech Misakim, and so the road sort of veers a little bit into the body of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore even to the right of the road is Ksas. Therefore even on the right it's still Eretz Yisrael. Lamar of a derech is chutz la'aretz until the opposite, that you can have a situation where the road veers a little bit outside of Eretz Yisrael, and even on the left of the road is chutz la'aretz. Lav levoy shem makim alma akum mishucha letzadorim ukaziv b'miksoya. So we see from over here that Akko is not the northernmost point. So Bai answered, Ritzu Nafka. Lordam Akka b'tzofen ribuad Eretz Yisrael. The main body of Eretz Yisrael, Akko is on the northernmost point. Elisha Ritzu Kitzor Yotis Oybe Akko letzatzofen behim Eretz Yisrael. But there's a small strip which continues north toward from Akko, which is still part of Eretz Yisrael. So the picture is a little bit, we're used to putting north on top. So the main body still is a little box. That's supposed to be the big box, and the Ritzu is supposed to be the small one. But I guess it was able to give you a picture by making it larger. You have to tell us, Simuya Metama, the more is asking a question. Michashiva Khadar Batsua Lasnuki Tana Simona Allah is one little strip significant enough that Tana should discuss it. So more says Kronami Yoib Simona Ritsua Kigan Mesila a strip which was just the size of a path. Or a problem is Mesila Kamar Kura. So the Pasuk is saying that the Mesila, the Kama Shiloi, we know the Ha Mitzvahna, the Beisel, Ksiv, Rakarcha Mizrocha, Hashamesh, and Mesila Koi. So if you look at the Pasuk, it says that Shiloi was Mitzvahna, the Beisel. So what does Mizrocha Hashemesh, the Mesila, mean? It has to be referring to it was the east of the path. That Shiloh mitzof in the Beisel, Mizrocha Shal Mesila, Bedrama Shal Avayna. So now over here, you're actually using the path to define Shiloh. But still, the Tana, so it's a little bit different than the case over here, but the point is the Tana is going to use the Mesila, which sounds more like Tosis, that you're using a Mesila, which is a very small thing, as a vehicle to describe Gulois. So I'm not sure how Rashi learns. Okay. There's a Rashi in Chumash. Where is this Kaziv and where is this Lavlevu? So Rashi in Chumash says that really Gulois still continues till Antuchia, which is Antioch. So. I mean, according to Rashi, she learns that there's a very small, narrow strip which continues along the coast all the way up into what's modern day Turkey. It goes through all of Lebanon and then a little bit of Syria. You know, it goes all the way up till into Turkey. So
this week's parsha.
Yeah. So.
Which one?
Mas? Yeah. So, Adam, but this is machlokes. How to where to place kaziv? So I once gave a shir in the northern border areas. So I gave a shir in this once, the federal holiday shir, like about 8-10 years ago. So we were in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how many years ago it was, and we went to Rosh Hanikra. Then afterwards, on the way back, we stopped off in Bnei Brak. So I have a very frum friend who lives in Bnei Brak. So he asked me where I'm coming from. So Rosh Hanikra says, "Oh, you traveled all the way from America to go to Chutz Lawrence." So I said, "I hold like Rashi." he didn't have a comeback on that one. Most Rishonim are not like Rashi. Okay.
So Rosh Hanikra is the Chutz Lawrence. So what's the end of that? More than
so that's, I mean, you know, on the border you have Akko. I mean, you have Haifa, then you have Akko, and then you have Nahariya, and then you have going north, and then you have Rosh Hanikra. Like, you know, so there's quite a distance from Akko to Rosh Hanikra. It's a good hour plus of driving, I think, close to an hour of driving. So somewhere along that way is this place which was called Kaziv. Yes. So. Well, it's also because what Rashi learns that Har HaHor is like half north of Eretz Yisrael and half in Eretz Yisrael. So you basically split the mountain geographically north south. The middle of it is the Gavul. It's also Machlokes. Okay. Let's just see the more right there. Okay. Tana Chada. But one more thing you see with this Gemara, the more is assuming I mean, the Amish is discussing the din of Faneh to Faneh Nechta. It's not discussing the Gemulah of Eretz Yisrael in regards to the halachas of Chumas and Mises, etc. The Gemara is assuming the two things are synonymous.
Right.
Which, that once the whole thing is come to Rabbanon, they differentiate Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, so they basically use the Gevulas which you find in regards to other lachas for these Gevulim as well. Something more. Tanichara maybe get Bisvino, can maybe be Eretz Yisrael, but Tanirach can maybe be Chutz La'aretz. So the get is it was written. Where Rashi learns was written on the boat, and we're on the rivers in Eretz Yisrael around the boat. We're writing a get. Are we considered in Eretz Yisrael or not? So it's two brises seem to argue. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lakasha, Hora Yehuda, Hora Rabbanan. So they're arguing in the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanan. What's the Machlokes? It's not. Offer chutz la'aretz above b'svino la'aretz Yisrael. Chai b'maisu b'shriyus. So the dirt is from chutz la'aretz, but you're on a boat, and the boat is traveling on the waterways of Eretz Yisrael. So you're in Eretz Yisrael. So if you plant something and that dirt on the boat, so that becomes part of, that's considered planting in Eretz Yisrael. Tanakam, Amr Yehuda. No, Emesai, Mizman Shasvina Gresheshes. The boat has been brought to shore. So it's touching against the land. But Entzina Gresheshes is potter. But if the boat is not, it means the boat is floating, it's in the water, the water is not considered Eretz Yisrael.
That's why in general.
Yeah. So Tosfos says over here, nobody's saying that it's not part of the Gevulos of Eretz Yisrael. It's like, what? So Tosfos says, "Hold Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, Alva Gav the Kakos Amayim Habi Keretz Yisrael." But Gora Hachim and Muvlos to Liel. This is like it goes into the Gzera of. This is like Muvlos is an area surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. So, but halachically, we're going to consider Lachutz La'aretz. The term of and get it's a meiser. You're connecting two different things. And no shaychus. Also, maybe get baliyah Eretz Yisrael. Yichashim can maybe bechutz lords. Shem offer a boah shom bechutz lords. Potter me meiser. I take off from bechutz lords. I put it in an aliyah. Sit in plant. I put it on the ground. It's part of the ground. I put it in an aliyah. So if you write a get upstairs, you have to say panet v'ra nechtam. Or me the loyd domi the aliyah karka shatateh abarzriyahu. Write this chai be meiser. Ushmiyus mashegim esvina. Since you can never plant there, so the Gabi Dinei Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't really practically have any Dinei Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we should give it a halacha like Chutz La'aretz, the Gabi, this halacha as well. That's how Tosfos understands the Gemara. Abaye Omar, Haba Harav Yehuda, Lakash, Kan Bisman Shasir Ena Shvina Kusheshes, Kan Bisman Shvina Kusheshes. We're differentiating between. It was written where the place where the boat is scraping against the bottom of the riverbed, or not. That's the difference between the two cases.
Can't answer.
So Amr Bzeira, Otzitz Nakuv, Hamunach al Gabi Yesedis, you take a Otzitz Nakuv and you put it on some type of post, something to support it, stakes. Is it Chayv and Meiser or not? Bonan Machoik is a Behuda Rabbanan. And the dirt in it is the dirt from Chutz La'aretz. So that's Tolim Machos Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So the Karn the Rabbanan in the air is like it's on the ground. If you Karn the Yehuda, it's not. Amar Rava, no, Dilma Lohi. Ad kan lakam Rabbi Yehuda hasam ela besmina hasri levroach. The boat is made to allow you to travel, and it's constantly traveling. Therefore, it's not considered being placed in Eretz Yisrael. Aval otzit shein hasri levroach loy. Okay. Alternatively, inami ad kan lakam rabbanon hasam ela besmina. The boat there's no gap. The Maya ki ara smichta dami because the water is part of the grounds, so it's on the grounds. With it's the mafsa gavira. Lo, maybe that's not because it's in the air. So comes over Nachman Yitzchak. You got this all wrong. We're not talking about the rivers in Eretz Yisrael. They're arguing about the Yamagodal, and this is that discussion which we will have to see the next piece tomorrow. It's not. Well, a person is part of the Rebbe says Nikra Hedyetz. So, I once heard one of our Rebbeim says that once the Rebbe called him said to be the Hedyet of Chazal is not so bad, but it's very dangerous because then people will think that it's chayiv in terms of meisters. They'll use it to be mafresh from Paris chutzlars onto which are not chayiv onto Paris chutzlars which are chayiv. Nafrosh is no good. So we discourage doing those type of things because of the potential. The more it has multiple cases where we don't things which are potter, you cannot be mafresh because if you're going to, you're going to be mafresh min p'tur lachiyuv. Right. Correct. Right. And also, the person has to know that that's why they're doing it. Otherwise, they think.